On today's show, we go from the old Opel GT to the new one. Hyundai's performance and brand is doing better than expected. And what if that mid-engine car everyone is talking about is not a Corvette? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Say, remember the old Opel GT? Well, here's an Opel concept car that uses the same name. The Opel GTX Experimental is a small electric SUV with SAE Level 3 autonomous capability. Styling highlights include a crease that runs down the center of the hood and into the fascia and lower bumper. The same effect is reflected in the rear as well. And notice how the shape of the grille and that same crease are mirrored in the steering wheel. Hockey stick-shaped LED lighting in the front and rear gives width to the vehicle, and a bright neon stripe along the silhouette makes the concept look more coupe-like. And this is the first Opel concept car to come out since it was acquired by PSA. And by 2021, Opel says 40% of all the vehicles it sells will be SUVs, and by 2024, all Opels will be electric. No doubt you've seen spy photos of a mid-engine car GM is testing. If not, you should Google it. Almost everyone believes it's a Corvette. However, Autoline viewer Nick B. has an alternate theory. He thinks it could be a Cadillac. He points out that Johan Denijsen, former president of Cadillac, talked about a halo car that would, quote, stun the world, and he hinted it would not be another large box conventional sedan. As Nick points out, the Cadillac CN has similar body lines to the test vehicle, especially at the back, and that the CN in the Gran Turismo video game looks even more like it. And automakers have a big influence on how their vehicles will appear in the Gran Turismo games. As Nick sees it, GM would first launch a mid-engine halo car for Cadillac, then follow a year or so later with a Corvette model that has different engine options. That would give the Bowling Green assembly plant more volume and would help pay for the mid-engine design. We think Nick has a pretty compelling theory. We'd like to know what you think. The all-electric racing series, Formula E, recently wrapped up its fourth season. The fifth season kicks off before the year is out in Saudi Arabia, and that's when the second-generation cars take to the grid. So now Formula E owners are selling off their first-gen cars, and they believe there is a strong secondary market for them. There's 40 cars in total, and they're expected to fetch anywhere between $200,000 to $290,000 each. Let's hope they're right. We're not so convinced there's much of a market for these cars. Looks like Hyundai did the right thing coming out with its performance and brand. More on that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Hyundai's new performance N brand is doing better than it expected. Almost 3,000 i30 Ns were sold in the first half of 2018 in Europe, and that number will only continue to grow. The Veloster N for the U.S. and Korean markets come out in the fourth quarter, and the i30 Fastback N debuts at the Paris Auto Show in October, then hits European showrooms before the year is out. That will complete the first phase of vehicle rollout. But Albert Bierman, head of Hyundai's performance division, says he has another vehicle, possibly an SUV, already budgeted in his long-term plan. Bierman also adds the N brand, quote, cannot avoid electrification and will have an EV sooner or later. And speaking of Hyundai, the EPA has released the official range of the Kona Electric. It has a rating of 258 miles on a single charge. That's longer than the base Tesla Model 3 and the Chevy Bolt EV. But it's important to note that the Kona's 64 kilowatt-hour battery pack is larger than both of those vehicles, which come in at 50 kilowatt-hours and 60 kilowatt-hours, respectively. And Hyundai could soon gain another advantage. As we reported, Tesla's $7,500 tax credit will start to phase out at the end of the year, and GM will see the same thing happen soon as well. Coming up next, Volkswagen puts together a plan to make German line workers more productive.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Hey, be sure to join us for AutoLine After Hours this Thursday afternoon when we'll have Stephen Frey, the chief engineer for the Acura RDX in the studio, along with one of those vehicles. We'll take a deep dive into how it developed that vehicle and the new technology it introduced. Lindsay Brook from SAE Engineering will also be on the show, and we'll be taking your questions too, so start thinking about what you would like to ask. Volkswagen currently builds the Golf at a factory in Germany and one in Mexico, but Ward's Auto reports that the company is consolidating production of the car to its main plant in Wolfsburg, Germany. The plant will produce close to 1 million cars a year, and that's part of a broader effort by VW to increase production at all of its German plants 25% by 2020. And this explains how a high-wage country like Germany can build mass-market cars and still make a profit. You know, leasing has been around for decades, and it continues to grow in popularity. It's not cheaper to lease a car. It's merely a different way to pay for a car. But more and more people like to do it that way. Cox Automotive reports that nearly one out of three new cars is leased, but it also varies by category. Over half of all luxury cars are leased, while about one in four mass market cars are leased. And leasing could soon spread to used cars. Most dealerships would love to be able to lease the used cars they're selling, and the used cars they're selling are mostly coming off lease. If it's done properly, a dealer would have the opportunity to lease a car to three or four different customers over the life of that vehicle. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.